Andrew Brady, good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie. Good to speak to you again.
The fallout here of the aftermath of the Barcelona terror attack.
Yes, and another operation by police into the early hours in a coastal resort called Cambrils, which is about 68 miles southwest of Barcelona. Five suspected terrorists have been shot dead by the police there. Huge operation. A lot of special forces troops went into that area to deal with the situation, and apparently they were shot dead while attempting to carry out a similar van attack to the one on Las Ramblas, the famous boulevard in the centre of Barcelona. So a day of terror, and it's been a year of these vehicle-borne attacks by terrorists. We've seen them in Nice, in London, in Munich, and now Barcelona. And I'm hearing as well that a large number of the injured in the first attack on Las Ramblas are French citizens, 26 French people injured, a handful of them seriously yesterday. It's just horrific. The whole of Europe, I think the whole world really is in shock at what we saw yesterday.
Yeah, and it's, as you say, there's plenty of cities and countries around Europe at the moment that are the target. I don't think too many people would have thought that Spain may have been on the radar of terrorism.
No, but these people don't care. It's a city where people love. People love going there for holidays, for weekends, to watch one of the greatest soccer teams in the world. Barcelona is a city buzzing with life, and that's what these people hate, the fact that people go there, enjoy themselves, have fun. And I think, you know, looking at this long term, I think we're into a generational struggle against these people, Ollie. And our town and city planners now are going to have to take account of that in every single decision they make, because quite simply, anywhere there's a stretch of pavement where ordinary, decent, law-abiding citizens are going, this is where these animals will seek to carry out their cowardly attacks.
Yeah, indeed they will. Let's move on to other news now. And the Nobel Prize winner Malala has won a place at Oxford University.
This is stupendous news, considering this girl, the fight and the courage and the spirit this kid has about her. I'm just in awe of her. She was brought to the UK for that life-saving operation after the Taliban shot her in the head.
Mm.
She has whizzed her way through the educational system, straight A's in her A-level results yesterday, and that means she will now be heading off to Oxford University to study politics, philosophy, and economics. So it's amazing. And she's following in the footsteps of Benazir Bhutto, because I believe that was her degree as well, and her hero. So good luck to her. And Oxford University for Malala, it just goes from brilliant to better.
Yeah, doesn't it indeed? There's some good news as well. And how about Spurs spending $80 million on a defender?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. He's very good. Davinson Sanchez is his name. He's a Colombian centre-back. He's young, and he has had one season in Holland with Ajax. Ajax finally accepting the offer to come in from Tottenham. So Tottenham have had a lot of kind of jokes about them this summer because they haven't spent any money on new players. Well, this is a big deal, $80 million. Davinson Sanchez, very young, Colombian, very quick, very intelligent player. And he will bolster Spurs' defence this season, that's for sure.
Andrew Brady, you enjoy your weekend and we'll catch up with you Monday.
Thanks, Ollie, and you, mate.